Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. We are Kip Branchless this week as Kip is a little under weather, sitting in the voice of the Camden County Wildcats, Mike Spears. Mike, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you inviting me.
All right. So this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, with Michael Spears sitting in, is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, high school football for South Georgia kind of and West Georgia kind of getting back into the swing of things. Hurricane comes through, knocks us off kilter a little bit. So, and just to let you know, obviously, in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment, I have adjusted the formula to where games that were lost due to the hurricane will not count against the teams that lost them. I thought that was a fair thing to do.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead and get into some of the games that are going on area-wide down in Brunswick at Glenn County Stadium. They're doing that whole Border War Classic. Huge deal down there. Seven teams, 14 games over the span of 3 days.
Some power teams, too. Holy cow.
Powerhouses from Southeast Georgia, powerhouses from Northeast Florida all meeting. And so one of the games that will be played down that way, Baker County versus Glenn Academy. Glenn Academy coming off of a tough loss to the Camden County Wildcats, their first loss of the season, trying to right the ship. Baker County is Baker County. They're very good. That game we'll see what the Red Terriers have in store for Baker.
Yeah, Baker's always a consistent player here, no doubt.
Charlton County versus University Christian, another game in that Border War Classic. Charlton kind of gotten off to a rocky start here. That University Christian game, that's a rivalry game.
Sure.
That's a big game. I'm not really sure. I know University Christian is good. I know Charlton is better than what they have shown us so far. Flip a coin. Who knows what we're going to get? I do know that we'll probably get a good football game there.
Yeah.
New Hampstead at Camden County. And, it's a Savannah school heading down, a public school in Savannah heading down to play the Wildcats.
Sure.
You know, they won region titles doing that for decades. This isn't your typical Savannah public school. New Hampstead probably is the best public school in Savannah. They're no pushover.
No.
I don't think there'll be a big match for the Wildcats. I think Camden will play this thing close and pull away late.
I hope so. But like you said, they're not going to be a pushover. They're coming in 2-0. They're averaging 50 points a game in these first two games. It'll be a challenge, but, you know, hopefully, like you said, we'll have the horses to pull away in the long run.
Over in Moultrie, they're going to host Lee County, and that's a non-region game. Of course, Lee is 6A and Colquitt 7A, but two powerhouses in the state taking place over there in Norman Park. That'll be a really good football game. If you decide not to attend the Border War Classic and you're looking for a good game to get to, that's
That'd probably be the one
to get to.
Yeah. I agree.
Rock Creek Christian Maryland at Lowndes. I don't know anything about Rock Creek. I have no idea what to tell you. I know Lowndes had a down year last year by Lowndes standards. And from what I have been told, they are much better, much improved this year. They're talking about contending with Colquitt to win that region.
Yeah, I wonder how, you know, some of the hurricane stuff affected them. You know, Lowndes County got it pretty bad over there.
Mm-hmm. Warner Robins will go to Valdosta, talking about another big-time matchup. Warner Robins and the Wildcats of Valdosta, that's going to be another really good game. You know, you're the guy from Camden.
Yeah.
They played Warner Robins a couple of years ago, and they were really good.
There's no doubt about that.
Effingham will go to Southeast Bullock. Effingham, trying to get the train on the tracks. Southeast Bullitt coming off of a heart-wrenching loss in the Irk Russell Classic to their hated rival, the Statesboro Blue Devils. Tight game.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they'll be hosting Effingham coming over from Springfield over in Brooklet. You know, Southeast Bullitt's a little bit of lower classification, Effingham 6A. But Southeast Bullitt plays Statesboro really tough. South Effingham at Brattle. South Effingham is undefeated. You heard me, folks. The Mustangs are undefeated.
How about that?
They'll go to Hinesville to play Bradwell. That's going to be a really good football game. I wouldn't be shocked if the Mustangs came out remaining undefeated. In that Border War Classic, Coffee against Bowles, they will play that game at Glenn County Stadium. And here's another good one up in Savannah. Ware County and the Benedictine Cadets. They used to be in a region together, if you remember, just a few short years ago, and they would battle it out for that region in some monumental games. I remember Benedictine knocked off Ware County in a blowout game, which really kind of derailed Ware's season. They kind of thought they had a state title contender and didn't go that way that year.
There might be some old scabs ripped off in that one.
I'm sure there will be. Charlotte Christian, North Carolina at Calvary Day. Much like that team from Maryland, I don't know anything about that team from North Carolina. I know Calvary Day is pretty good. One of the private schools up in Savannah. I like Calvary Day there. Johnson of Savannah goes over to Nahunna to play the Brantley County Herons, who are also surprisingly undefeated. Coach Jeff Cannon doing a fantastic job, off to a great start with the Brantley County Herons, and I think they'll remain undefeated after this game. You might see them in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Pierce goes to Liberty. Well, Liberty, get ready. It's coming. Cook at Clinch. Clinch looking to take that game at home. Cook's a good football team. They'll give them all they want. Swainsboro at Dodge. So far, the Swainsboro Tigers have looked unstoppable in the early season. I've even got them ranked in number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings poll. They'll go to Dodge, and Dodge should just get out of the way.
Just get out of the way.
Fitzgerald at Madison County, another really good game in the Georgia Border War Classic. Metter at Jeff Davis, two teams that have taken a beating early on, two teams that their records don't indicate how good those football teams are. They'll both be trying to get back in the win column and get their season righted as quickly as they can. Portal at Screven. Let me tell you something about Portal.
Please do.
For all the high school football folks that follow this stuff religiously like we do, Portal has been really bad for a very long time. It's only been the last couple of years where they've begun to become respectable. The Portal Panthers are 2-0, and more impressively, the Portal defense has not given up a stinking point.
No kidding.
No points allowed by Portal this early season, and so they will have a big game. They'll go to Screven. I think they'll remain undefeated. We'll see if Screven can score. Creekside Christian at Richmond Hill, another game in the Border War Classic. Richmond Hill, they've been waiting for this junior and senior class. They finally have them ready to go. I think Richmond Hill's going to have a really good year. I think they'll play well against Creekside Christian, but Creekside is no joke. State champion just a few short years ago. St. Augustine at Brunswick High, most consider that the prime time game.
Sure.
The last time the Pirates saw the field, they went down to Chris Gilman and knocked off the Wildcats. They didn't play last week because of the hurricane, so we're sitting in like week four of the high school football season. Brunswick's played one game. Yeah, that's nuts.
So that's your primetime game Saturday, right? That's a 7:30 p.m. game here at the
7:30 or 8, somewhere in that range, yeah. And then MCA against West Nassau again, another game that's in the Border War Classic. That is a rivalry game between those two teams. And, you know, MCA played Glenn tough a couple of weeks ago. West Nassau's looked pretty good so far. That'll be another really good game. I think if I'm not mistaken, those two teams played last year in the Border War Classic, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, so that's our week of high school football. A lot of great games.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Another big week of high school football. Down in Brunswick, the Georgia-Florida Border War Classic takes place, in which Glen Academy squares off with Baker County. Brunswick takes on St. Augustine, and Richmond Hill will play Creekside. The Portal Panthers look to remain unbeaten against Screven. Portal has yet to give up a single point on the season. And Southeast Bullock heads over to Springfield to take on Effingham. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. And again, Kip Branch under the weather, so joining me, the voice of the Camden County Wildcats, Michael Spears. And so normally, you know, I do a weekend review here, and I'll just be honest with you. Like, this week, I decided not to do it. Just telling you the truth. I just decided not to do a weekend review. So what that means is we get to go ahead and jump right into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. You ready?
I'm ready. I can't wait to hear what your picks are.
All right. So we'll go ahead and I'll tell you the teams that fell out of the poll from last week. The teams that fell out, losing to the Northeast Raiders, Fitzgerald fell out of the poll. Savannah Christian with a 21-7 loss to Marist, they fell out. Country Day, a 19-17 loss to Aquinas, they're out. Coffee also fell out. They didn't play. They had a bye.
Wow.
All right, at number 10, getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, down three spots, falling three spots coming off of a bye week, the Bullock Academy Gators. They are loaded. They have looked really good. They're coming off a bye week. Falling six spots at number 9, the Lowndes County Vikings at 2-0, undefeated. They got another big game coming up. They fell six spots to number 9. Getting into the poll for the first time this season, granted it's not the only time that we have seen them in this poll, the Portal Panthers at number 8 with
How about
a 44-0 drubbing of Twiggs last week. Haven't given up a single solitary point.
Donuts are delicious.
Yeah, you got that right. At number 7, also getting into the poll for the very first time this season. We haven't seen them a lot here and there, but the Brantley County Herons come in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 7. And at number 6, now they get the credit for the Hurricane game because they were scheduled to play Appling. Those are two big-time rivals, man. Whew, that thing is it's nasty.
That's a game I want to see.
That is. At number 6, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets check in for the first time this season. the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number five, a 55-14 thumping of West Lawrence. At 3-0, the Houston Bears.
Bear down, baby.
Get into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
I love
it so far.
The
first time this season, they debut at number five. At number four, they get credit for a hurricane as well. They'll travel up. They're going to travel up to play an out-of-state game this week. I don't even think we mentioned that in the games, but Frederica will go up to Bluffton to play the Bobcats. Have you ever been to Bluffton?
I have not been to
Gorgeous
Bluffton.
Gorgeous place,
is
man.
It?
Oh, yeah. Right, shortly over the line. The Georgia, South Carolina line is great. The Frederica Academy Knights up six spots to number four in the Jason Bishop High School Football
jump.
Top 10 Power Rankings. It is. At number three, moving up three spots, 3-0 undefeated on the season, the Benedictine Cadets, a 27-14 win over Westminster last week. And this week they got another big test because they'll be taking on the team that's ranked number two in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Ware County Gators. And Benedictine play over in Savannah this week, so one of them is probably going to drop out.
Wow.
But Ware comes in undefeated at number two, 48-20 win over Baldwin. And the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the third straight week, the Swainsboro Tigers at 3-0 wrap up our Top 10 Power Rankings.
I like it.
So we'll recap. Number 10 is Bullock. Number 9 is Lowndes. 8 Portal. 7 Brantley. 6 Wayne. 5 Houston. 4 Frederica. 3 Benedictine. 2 is Ware. And the number 1 team is the Swainsboro Tigers.
Man, how about that for Portal? That's fantastic. Where's that Benedictine Ware game going to be played this time?
That's in Savannah.
In Savannah.
Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures. Gold Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer. We will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725, electric, gas, lifted, and standard. We have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of St. Simon's Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Yeah, a ton of really, really good games. So I'm looking forward to it, brother.
No doubt about it. I can't wait. Friday can't get here quick enough.
Yeah.
You cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228 and check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Guys, it's time. Time for back to school. Don't be late and get to Cunningham Jewelers. It is time for that new watch to keep you on time. Whether it's time for a new battery, band, or a brand new watch, it's the right time to get to Cunningham Jewelers. Stay on time with the coolest and trendiest watches available. So be timely with a visit to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who is not here today, sitting in the voice of the Kendall County Wildcats,
hello.
Michael Spears.
Hello.
Yeah. All right, and so now we have reached that point of the show where finally, college football kicked off last week, and we will give you winners, pick games. And remember, I told you this last week, I have picked games over the last over last season. I picked games at an 84% clip.
How about that?
Yeah. Do the math.
That's good betting odds.
Yeah. So, in other words, listeners, listen to what Jason Bishop has to say here. All right. So, Nebraska goes to Boulder to play the all of a sudden really good Colorado Buffaloes.
What a story, huh?
And, you know, like, I keep hearing folks say, well, the story will end. Nebraska will go in there and get that W. I don't think Nebraska's all that good.
I don't think so either. If TCU couldn't take them, I don't know how Nebraska will.
That's kind of how I feel. So I'm taking Colorado in this game.
Same.
Yeah, the Colorado at home.
Shador Sanders looks like the real deal.
And Travis Hunter, too.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
Yeah, I mean, they looked good.
500 yards?
One game.
Passing.
One game. Let's not give them a national championship
right
yet. But, yeah, they look good.
Definitely not the same old Colorado.
All right. Yeah, 1-11. At number 10, Notre Dame at NC State. They're kind of sort of ACC game since Notre Dame sort of plays an ACC schedule. Look, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Notre Dame's for real. Notre Dame's going to end up in the college football playoff. Notre Dame is the biggest threat to dethroning the University of Georgia. Remember, you heard that here first.
Wow.
Notre Dame beats NC State.
Couldn't agree more.
Number 12, Utah goes to Baylor. I like Utah to get that game, but this game's going to be close. Baylor's not that bad.
No, and Baylor's feelings are hurt after losing to Texas State last week on that big upset.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to come out ready to play.
Ball State at number 1, Georgia. Ball State, you are going to be a sacrificial lamb because in the state of Georgia, because they didn't beat UT Martin by 100, Georgia fans are upset that they only won like by 48-7 or whatever the score was.
Right.
So they're going to be on a mission to make sure that the game is over early.
So what you're saying is Ball State needs to look out.
Yeah, yeah, very true. Delaware at number 7, Penn State. No challenge here for the Nittany Lions.
None.
Youngstown State at Ohio State. Number 5, Ohio State. The Buckeyes struggled last week.
They did.
They'll be fine this week, too.
I agree.
Troy at number 15, Kansas State. Kansas State threw a shutout last week, like 45-0 or whatever. They'll look good this week, too. Charleston Southern at 25, Clemson. Clemson all of a sudden is the laughing stock of college football. But that Duke team isn't that bad. Their quarterback's legit. I think Duke is maybe a 7, possibly an 8-win team, so it's not like they lost to a scrub.
Duke is for real.
Yeah, sort of. I guess by Duke standards, yeah.
By Duke standards, yeah.
And Clemson will beat Charleston Southern. 23, Texas A&M goes to Miami. Miami knocks off the Aggies. I've been hearing what a great job that the recruiting is being done down there in Miami. They've got some players, and I think Jimbo Fisher is in his last season. He's on the hot seat. I think this is strike one to getting him out of Texas A&M land.
I agree. Miami's on the come up, and Texas A&M, it's going to be a rough year.
UNLV at number two, Michigan. Michigan rolls UNLV. 20, Ole Miss at 24, Tulane. Not sure how Tulane gets a home game with Ole Miss, but they did.
Roll wave.
Yeah, right. And Tulane's a good football team.
I agree.
Ole Miss is a good team, too. Ole Miss will get the W here, but this will be a closer game. It's not going to be a huge blowout. Maybe Ole Miss by 10, 13 points.
I've got Tulane in this one.
Oh, you're taking – wow, you're taking –
taking the green wave.
All right. At Tulsa goes to number eight, Washington. Washington looked really good last week, too, in a blowout win. I'll take them over Tulsa. Austin Peay at number nine, Tennessee. Tennessee struggled a little bit with Virginia early on. They pulled away late, much like Georgia. I think Tennessee's really good. I'll take them here against Austin Peay for
sure. Yeah, hopefully they stay woke up. They did struggle initially there.
What in the world is North Carolina thinking by scheduling App State on their schedule? An in-state game. Most of those kids are at State. They wanted to go to North Carolina. They didn't get recruited to go to North Carolina, so they're going to come in there with a chip on their shoulder.
They're going to be excited to come in and play in Chapel Hill.
Man, I'm telling you, and you're coming off that big win over South Carolina the week before. This thing's got upset written all over
it. I agree.
I'm gonna pull the trigger on it. App State upsets North Carolina.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Lafayette at 21. Duke, the newly ranked Dukies. They will struggle with Lafayette, but they will get the W. SMU at 18. Oklahoma. SMU jumping and doing back cartwheels since they're going to be joining the ACC soon, even though they're not going to get any money for it.
Yeah.
They'll go to Norman, and they'll get blown out by Oklahoma.
Agreed.
13, Oregon goes to Texas Tech. It's a dangerous game for the Ducks. Texas Tech is better than what people think. They'll win. Texas Tech keeps this game close. 11, Texas goes to Tuscaloosa to play Alabama. And Alabama won this game last year. Quinn Ewers got hurt, didn't finish. If he had played, maybe Texas, who could have, would have, should have, maybe, I don't know. Texas will win this game this year. I think you're going to begin to see Alabama's quarterback situation get exposed because it ain't pretty.
It's not pretty. I'm with Texas, too.
All right. Grambling State at number 14, LSU. That's where you're from. That's your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it sure is. That's my home team. Man, you know, coming off an upset on Sunday night against Florida State, you know, I thought the Tigers just didn't really come to play what I thought they could play. They did not look good to me.
They'll rebound against Grambling State for sure.
Say what you will about Brian Kelly. Love him or hate him, the man can coach.
Mm-hmm. 19, Wisconsin at Washington State. I'll take Washington State here in upset. I'm not real high on Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah. Southern Miss at number four, Florida State. Florida State looked really good. Southern Miss comes in to Tallahassee. The Noles get the W.
I agree. It's going to be a rough day for the Golden Eagles.
UC Davis at number 16, Oregon State. You know, the Oregon State quarterback who transferred from Clemson, he's been all over social media giving the I told you so thing. About Clemson, so, you know, and he played a good game last week. Oregon State wins.
Agreed.
Stanford at number six, USC. Stanford gives USC a tight game. USC wins, though.
I agree with that, too.
In the SEC, Vanderbilt goes to Wake Forest. Man, this is a tough game to pick. At first, I had Wake Forest circled, then I circled Vandy. I think I'm going to stick with Vandy here.
I got Vandy, too.
All right. Eastern Kentucky at Kentucky. Give me the Wildcats. Kent State at Arkansas. I'll take the Razorbacks. Middle Tennessee goes to Mizzou. This is a close game. Mizzou wins, but this game's close.
MTSUs look good.
Mm-hmm. Mississippi State at home. Give me Mississippi State.
Same.
In the ACC, Purdue at Virginia Tech. I don't think that Purdue can score enough to be able to beat Virginia Tech, so I'll take the Hokies here.
Especially in Blacksburg. I got Virginia Tech, too.
Yeah, good point. South Carolina State goes to Atlanta to play the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. I thought Georgia Tech would beat Louisville, and that didn't happen. I'll take the Yellow Jackets to get this game.
I'm still on the wreck, too.
Okay, UCF at Boise. As much as I love UCF, and everybody that listens to the show knows I love me some UCF, Boise State's going to win this football game. They're very good.
On the Smurf turf.
Yeah, that's right. UAB at Georgia Southern. UAB, good game. UAB gets the job done against Georgia Southern.
I agree with that.
UConn at Georgia State. I'll take the Panthers at home in Atlanta against UConn. That's sort of an upset, kinda. And in the SoCon, Kennesaw State at Chattanooga. You know, that's my alum, Kennesaw State, but Chattanooga's really good. I'll take Chattanooga. Morehead State at Mercer. Morehead will beat the Golden Bears. There you go. There are our picks for week 3 of the college football season. You know, you got to make a little bit of extra money. You heard it here first. The Jason Bishop Show. I got you. That's what I do.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
We all know the legendary Max Barbecue in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey clubs, and of course, those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. And coming soon, you can grab Max not only in the Sterling location, but also off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick right next to Grandy's. The legendary Max Barbecue, 912-275-8271, and give them a like on Facebook.
Time it is. Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Michael Spears sitting in for Kip, who's a little under the weather. All right, so, you know, I love like high school football classic types where they do games, several teams across the weekends. You know, like you got the Corky Kell that happens up in Atlanta, the Irk Russell, which goes on up in Statesboro, and then, of course, the last couple of years, Glenn County. Has done their own, the Georgia-Florida Border War Classic, where they have basically taken powerhouses from Southeast Georgia or premier traditional programs, blue bloods, if you will, and they have put them with the same from Northeast Florida. This year, doing a little bit more, 7 games, 14 teams over 3 days, Thursday afternoon, the games kicked off. They'll play Friday evening into Friday night and then across the day, afternoon into evening on Saturday.
What a weekend for football to have all of these games here. Two Thursday, two Friday, three Saturday. This is going to be a great contest to check out.
Charlton and University Christian will kick the thing off on Thursday afternoon. Those two schools are rivals. They have played each other many, 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 many times before. We talked about Charlton in the opening segment, trying to get, you know, the train back on the tracks. Right. University Christian's a good team. So is Charlton. You know, they've had a couple of tough losses against tough teams, but, you know, Charlton's a good football team, and I'm sure they'll come to play at such an event. And then the second game on Thursday night, Glenn Academy and Baker County. You know, Glenn Academy trying to rebound after the big loss to Camden down at Chris Gilman. Baker County, again, you know, one of those premier programs coming into or out of the state of Florida up to Glenn County to play at Glenn County Stadium.
What's your pick on that one?
Oh, man, I try not to do picks because people get so mad when you pick against them. Jeez almighty.
Well, of course.
I think Glenn Academy is trying to figure their offense out. And I think, you know, Rocky Hidalgo, the coach of the Red Terriers, will eventually get that figured out and you know, what their identity is. That's more appropriate. I think Glenn's still trying to find their identity on offense. Baker's really good. We'll see how far Glenn's progressed in that football game.
Coach Hidalgo knows how to coach.
That's the one thing about the Red Terriers. If you ever play them, you want to play them early because you don't want to play a Rocky Hidalgo, Glenn Academy, Red Terrier team late in the season because they're always far, far better when you catch them late or in the playoffs.
Sure, once they've got it figured out.
Mm-hmm. Fitzgerald versus Madison County, that'll be the opener on Friday afternoon. That game's at 4:30. Fitzgerald, of course, coming off of a tough loss themselves to the Northeast Raiders. Madison County, again, one of those powerhouses. Now, Fitzgerald, if you want me to make a pick, which actually I'm not going to make a pick, but I will tell you, I look for Fitzgerald to play a really, really inspired game against Madison County. And then the closing game on Friday evening at 8 o'clock, Coffee County and Bowles. Bowles came up here last year with a lot of hype. They played Brunswick and got beat in a tough, close game. Brunswick kind of pulled away late. Bowles kind of had a season that is not really what you would expect out of the Bowles Bulldogs. They went 6-4 last season, and they played in the in the premier game last year against Brunswick, who did beat them. I don't remember the score, but it was close.
It was close until the end.
Yeah, I think Brunswick might have even been trailing at the half. I'm not sure. But, yeah, Brunswick pulled away and won by a couple touchdowns. Coffee is Coffee. They're going to play really good defense. They're going to run the ball right at you and, you know, do what you got to do to win that football game. That's going to be a tough, hard-nosed football game.
Yeah, 5 yards and cloud of dust.
Yeah. I'm gonna be interested to see how Bowles handles Coffee's physicality
right
in that football game. I wonder how physical opponents they play down in Northeast Florida because you know there's that perception that football in Northeast Florida, you know, is more line up in the spread and throw it all around the yard. Where in Southeast Georgia, you know, especially with Coffee, you line it up and you run right at them. Yeah,
that's right.
McIntosh on Saturday at 1 o'clock will open with West Nassau. Again, another big-time rivalry game that's going to be. McIntosh did not play because of the hurricane. West Nassau is really good. I think West Nassau won this game last year, if I'm not mistaken, but, you know, don't quote me on that. It's been a year ago. I don't even remember what I had for breakfast.
I don't even know if I had breakfast.
There you go. Richmond Hill versus Creekside. Creekside came in and participated in this thing last year. I don't recall who they played. They did not come away. I think it was Glenn. I think Glenn found a way to beat them late. Like 22-21 was the final score in that game. Look, Richmond Hill has been pointing to these next two seasons for quite some time with these classes, this upperclassman senior and junior class they have. They think
it's their time.
Yeah, they think they've got a really good team. They think they've got a chance to compete in – you know, the SEC region of Georgia, which is Region 1, 7A, with Camden and Colquitt and Lowndes and Valdosta. Richmond Hill's in there, too. we'll see. This will be a good test to see how good Richmond Hill actually is.
Five teams in that region, and three of them are Wildcats.
Yeah, the Wildcat region, yeah. And then the conclusion of the Border War Classic will take place at 7:30 on Saturday night, Brunswick and St. Augustine. Like I said, Brunswick's only played one game.
Yeah, I wonder if that's going to be something where they've got to kind of be able to control their emotions. They're going to be so excited to play, just played one regular season game so far. Can't wait to see how that comes out.
And that's going to be tough on St. Augustine because there's not a lot of film to look at. You know, all you have is the Camden game. And, you know, I don't know what to make of Brunswick yet because I've only seen them play one game.
Right.
You know, I don't really know. You know, I know they've won 24 straight regular season football games. That I do know. They haven't lost in 2.5 years in the regular season.
They're going to be up for this game.
We'll see if St. Augustine can put an end to that streak come Saturday night. So, yeah, if you're around the area and you want to have a great weekend of high school football, Brunswick's your destination.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf, the Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Guys, it's time for back to school. Don't be late and get to Cunningham Jewelers. It is time for that new watch to keep you on time. Whether it's time for a new battery, band, or a brand new watch, it's the right time to get to Cunningham Jewelers. Stay on time with the coolest and trendiest watches available, so be timely with a visit to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Stay cool while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
NFL is kicking off, and so we are full-fledged football, high school, college, and the pros.
Drink it all in.
Yeah, we are officially there. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and Wild Adventures. All right, so we're just going to preview some of these games that are going on this weekend in the NFL to wind things up and just get you ready for the NFL season. The Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens are 9 9.5 point favorites. The over-under on this game is 43.5. I wouldn't touch the over-under, but what I would do is I would take the under here at 9.5. At 39.5 points, the over-under, the Atlanta Falcons are at home against Carolina, and they are 3.5 point favorites at home against Carolina. Oh, boy. I think Atlanta wins this game by 4 points.
Yep.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see that.
Cincinnati, 2.5 point favorites on the road at Cleveland. 47.5 is the over-under in that football game. Take the points. Cleveland, 2.5 point dogs in that game. Take the Bengals at 2.5 point favorites. They'll definitely cover at 2.5.
I couldn't agree more. I can't wait to see what's kind of going on with Joe Burrow as he recovers from this calf strain or calf injury that he has. You know, I know they kind of worry about that stuff so much that if he gets back too early, it could become an Achilles injury. Mm-hmm. It's going to depend on how he looks out there to me.
I hear you. The San Francisco 49ers at the Pittsburgh Steelers. San Francisco, a 2.5 point favorite on the road. 41.5 is the over-under. Take the over here.
Take the over.
Take the over for sure. Arizona at Washington. The Commanders are 7-point favorites. That's a huge line in the NFL.
I don't know what to make of this one.
Arizona, obviously, you know, they've got quarterback issues. Washington, I think I read, is going to start Josh Dobbs in that game. So both situations at quarterbacks isn't ideal. 38.5 on the over-under. You would think two NFL teams would be able to score 38.5. I don't think these two will do it.
I agree. I would take the under on that one.
I would just stay away from that game, to be honest with you.
Yes.
Tampa at Minnesota. Minnesota, 5-point favorites, 45.5 is the over-under. Take Minnesota in the points. Minnesota's good. Minnesota is underrated. Kirk Cousins is underrated. Minnesota will win this game by at least a touchdown.
They lose Adam Thielen, but, man, Justin Jefferson, he's a real deal.
Yeah, he's a beast. Jacksonville at Indianapolis.
LSU Tiger, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Jacksonville at Indianapolis, 45.5 is the over-under. Jags are 5-point favorites on the road. The Colts are starting Anthony Richardson in his first NFL game. It should be a turnover fest.
Yeah, I mean, what did he only started at, you know, one season at Florida, right?
And then turned the ball over a lot.
A lot. And it's just his experience at the college level, and then to get to these, you know, windows closing quickly and all that stuff in the NFL, I think it's going to be a turnover fest.
If you have the Jacksonville Jaguar defense in your fantasy league, play them.
Play them.
Yeah, they're probably going to. I'm going at least one interception for Anthony Richardson in this game.
I love me some Jags this year, too. I saw Peter King pick the Jags to be the number one seed in the AFC.
How about that? I'll take the Jags to cover here. Tennessee on the road at New Orleans, 41.5 over under. 3-point favorites are the Saints. The Saints into 3 points at home.
Give me
sure.
New Orleans. Give me the over.
Yeah. The Raiders go on the road to play Denver. 3.5 point favorites with the Broncos. 44.5 is the over-under. Man, I don't know what to make of this game. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Same.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get with Garoppolo.
Miami Dolphins on the road at the L.A. Chargers. The Chargers are 3-point favorites. 51.5 is the over-under. Both of these teams, I think, are playoff teams.
And they can score some points.
Yeah, and, you know, they're talking 51.5. That's a really high over-under for the NFL. Chargers, 3-point favorites. Man, I don't know. I kind of like the Dolphins to go in and win this football game, to be honest with you.
I like the Dolphins, too.
Yeah, the Rams at the Seahawks. Seahawks are 5.5 point favorites. The over-under is 45.5. Seahawks 5.5 point favorites over the Rams.
I don't know.
Nah, man, take the points. Take the Rams and take the points for sure. The Eagles go to New England. They're 4-point favorites. They will cover. 44.5 is the over-under. Take the over. The Eagles will probably blow the Patriots out.
I think so, too, but I think the Eagles are going to disappoint this year.
Okay. The Packers at the Bears. Bears are 1-point favorites at home against the Pack. Take the Packers on the road here. That one, it's basically a pick 'em game. Take the Packers. 41.5 is the over-under.
The new-look Packers. Jordan Love's first start. We'll see how this goes.
We will. Dallas at New York. At the Giants, 3.5 point favorites are the Cowboys. 45.5 is the over-under. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm a believer in the Giants. I think the Giants are going to be in contention for that division. Yes, okay, Dallas still has Dak, but to me, Dak has more become a game manager than he has anything else as far as being able to win games.
I agree, and that's what I mean about thinking Philly's going to disappoint. I'm high on the Giants this year, too.
Okay, yeah. Take the Cowboys are 3.5-point favorites. Take the Giants and the points in this game. The Monday night game, the Bills at the Jets.
I can't wait for this
one. Oh, man. Bills are 2.5-point favorites on the road at New York. 45.5 is the over-under. It's tough to pick against the Bills, especially only having to cover 2.5. Take the Bills and the points.
I'm with you.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we are. We have reached that point. Don't forget, going down in Brunswick, the Border War Classic, college football and NFL. Let's go, man.
Thanks for letting me hang out, brother.
Thanks for coming.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Another big week of high school football. Down in Brunswick, the Georgia-Florida Border War Classic takes place, in which Glenn Academy squares off with Baker County. Brunswick takes on St. Augustine, and Richmond Hill will play Creekside. The Portal Panthers look to remain unbeaten against Screven. Portal has yet to give up a single point on the season. And Southeast Bullock heads over to Springfield to take on Effingham. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.